Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
Sandspans Radio. You ever wanted to make a woman or a man out of sand at the beach and fuck it? Because I have. Every damn second of my life.
Do you wish there was more D&D in your life? Well, do we have the solution for you. Just head over to patreon.com/sanspantsradio and for as little as $5 a month, not only do you get to hear the show 2 weeks early, but you get access to our patron-exclusive show, Hey D&D, It's Me, Adam, where Adam gets to tell us everything he knows about Dungeons & Dragons. Want to know about kobolds? A little more about the war between the elves and Husfirma? Or just how to be a better barbarian? Adam's got you covered. That's patreon.com/sanspantsradio.
Welcome to episode 18 of Husfirma Pride, a D&D's for Nerds adventure. Previously.
Zilly.
Yeah?
Do you have any sort of, like, magical alarm if anyone trips it up that we can be alerted?
Alarm is a spell? Check your spells.
Arcane Mark?
Arcane Mark doesn't help, no.
You don't have a mark.
This is where we had fun. And now it's going to be a mass
grave. All three of you can probably remember, like, coming here and playing games as kids. Like, poppies don't exist in an Arctic environment.
We have never
We've never heard of poppies.
Of
the milk of the poppy.
You ask a Serbian if he's ever heard of poppies.
I've written it down and it says horse, chestnut, dash, possibly food.
I hope Bertram didn't die. I mean, I'm not that attached to him, but, like, still. Ooh.
Still, that brings it down from 15 to 14. But how many do you see? We said three.
You see the hole that had opened up the pit trap, and you see one drow.
He turned into a wolf
or something, and then followed.
Fine.
I think they'd smell like incense.
I think they smell like incense and sweet sweat. Adam looks mad, so I think I won. Ah, yeah.
A drow screams as it goes up in flames.
Zilly, you wanted to use web against the drow blinded ahead of you, right?
Sunlight.
I
don't have it. It's a third level and I only have one.
Ah, fair enough.
So I'm fucked.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, we're blind. They're blind.
Everybody's blind. Everybody's blind.
Everybody, duck for cover.
God damn it!
Adam,
how powerful is this goddamn spell?
Eyes in time?
Wesley is in your pocket.
Ah, Wesley is going to be my scouting party.
Wesley's the only one that can see.
Yep.
God damn it!
I'll be able to talk with Wesley. It's fine. You guys are fucked.
Everyone, don't panic.
We've done this before.
Let's just.
I gave you fair warning, so I'm not in trouble.
Hey,
this
no
time.
Daniel here to kill this time.
Yeah. Exactly. Good. Poor
Daniel.
So everyone, hunker down.
Yep.
Defenses up.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just ride this out.
Hopefully, maybe it'll be like the last time. They all die, and then that's it.
Yeah. Like with the alchemist fire, does the fire just stay for a bit?
I think so. I think it's supposed to be like
magic fire?
Like oil that lights.
Hopefully
Zilly?
They'll stumble a bit and be like.
I'd like to prepare. Wesley with touch of fatigue, and then tell him.
You already did that.
Oh.
Yeah, you did.
Remember?
Before.
When you were, like, entering the cave.
I'd like to be like, Wesley, please go fuck some cunts up.
Okay, Wesley goes, does that.
Yes, and Wesley, keep me informed of what you are doing because I can't see.
Wesley, we're all blind.
Help, Wesley, help.
Wesley's like, yeah, okay.
Are you sure that's what he says, Adam?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, he's kind of scared.
Are you sure that's what he says?
He doesn't say another
thing. As you command.
Ah, you're a bastard.
I'm trying to see if I have anything that'll not make me blind.
Wesley's like, yeah, I fucked him up. You hear a drow. Oh, no, wait. You hear them screaming. A drow groaning as it gets weaker
asleep.
And doesn't really,
bite
doesn't really stand out right now.
Bite
it's no, the drow's Wesley. Turn. Wesley's just, Wesley says to you, yeah, they're just stumbling around. Drow spend their turn in pain.
Stumbling.
Panicking.
Cassius?
I'd like to summon Nature's Ally too.
Okay. Number two.
Number two, yeah.
What are you going to summon? Or as a man would say, what are you going to summon?
What are my options?
I always forget. Does Justice be one of them?
I'll have a look. I feel
Justice
no.
Bee again. Yeah, I don't think Justice. I think that was like summon up something else.
It's summon creature, I think.
Yeah, this is nature's Bee. Ally, so this is an animal, clearly.
Lizards. Come on, lizards.
Baboons.
Lots and lots
fireflies.
Of lizards.
They don't like light.
Yeah. I summoned that baboon last time. I'll hope it's okay. The same baboon.
So with summon nature's ally, you can summon any one second level one, because you're casting the second level one.
Yeah.
Or you can summon a D4 first level one.
What are the first level ones?
Dire rat, eagle, monkey, owl, snake, small viper, or wolf. And then second level ones are snake. Black bear, crocodile, dire badger, dire bat, a small elemental of any type, fire, earth, wind, that sort of stuff. A hippogriff.
Yes, hippogriff.
Or a wolverine.
A wolverine?
Earth elemental. Oh. The punching elemental.
I was like, come on, bring you
I was thinking fire elemental, but
not. Wesley's like, fuck.
What did you do?
He created an earth elemental. It'll properly form on your next turn. Yeah.
All right, Wesley, come back.
Anybody else just imagining like a boxer made of rocks?
Yeah. Pretty much.
With like little, that's so cool.
Edric, it's your turn.
I'm a hunker down and like get into defensive mode.
Boxing gloves.
Cool, that's your first round.
I'm going to do that for every turn, by the way.
Okay. Just like in a panic, you're like, I know what to do.
Zilly, it's your turn.
Until I'm not blinded anymore.
I think I want him to come back.
Just tell him to bite some cunts.
Tell him to actually get him to fight. How fun.
Seriously. They'd be like,
they don't know what's happening. They're going to get weasel bit.
Can I prime him with Touch of Fatigue again?
He has to come back to you.
Yeah, I'd like to get him to come
back. He comes back to you, you prime him with Touch of Fatigue again.
Yep. Good.
Sick.
That's your turn. Drow, continue to stumble around.
Now they're getting their asses beat by an earth elemental.
Cassius, it's your earth elemental's turn and your turn. What do you want to do while I'm looking at the earth
elemental? I will...
Chill touch. Sorry, but I figured like...
Yeah, what's one that does... Do you have a chill... Is that
chill touch is like cold damage.
Yeah.
Look at me knowing shit.
Yeah, it's a damage causing one rather than the weaky one.
Your earth elemental,
yeah,
I assume,
but I have this
you get it to attack
Drow,
one?
Yeah. Like, because they hate light so much that they like cold.
That will still do damage.
Yeah, I know, but I just assumed in my brain.
You hear Wesley say, ooh.
Awesome.
Good.
Good on you, earthy.
One Drow stops moaning.
Oh, dear.
I will go...
Touch
bark skin, just in case they attack.
Okay, so your AC increases by 4. Edric.
Oh, hunker down.
Okay, cool.
I'm just hunkering down. Just
Zilly,
like,
you can see again. There are
every
four drow stumbling around. There's two dead drow. One of them is like a smoldering corpse. The other one, like, is on his, like... So you know how, like, a boxer will punch someone and they, like, the opponent, like, lands on their feet, like, arms spread out at either side and, like, feet... Oh. Like in that position where like the feet are like doing that like
yeah, that's
V
the,
sort
like
of
up
shape.
Against a wall. Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, like that.
I love my little. Is my earth elemental.
There's four other drow. They're all stumbling around, still blinded.
I'd like to use magic missile, please.
Against anyone in particular? Like you're looking for something?
Yeah, I'm looking for drow. The fuck up, Adam.
Fine. You can target one. You can target like you get three missiles. You can target three drow if you want, or like two and one, or just one. You can make up to three drow's day unpleasant.
One each.
I'll be fair.
I made some words on my piece of paper. Whoosh, whoosh, and double whoosh.
You say that in Draconic, I guess.
And no, that's what's the noise they make in my head, Adam. Oh, whoosh, and I'd like whoosh, to say whoosh, whoosh, kablamio whoosh. In a dragon style voice.
Kablamio.
That's Batman, idiot.
It is.
Kablamio.
Kablamio. Anyway, Kablamio.
That's a mummy.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Thanks, Voldemort. That's what you were.
Oh, Voldemort's a little giggle. How good.
Okay, so your first magic missile strikes a drow, like it bangs up against the wall, like cries out, but you know, well, you can tell that you hurt him, but it's like probably just some seriously bad bruising on his chest. A second one, you're like, your bolt strikes him straight on in the face.
Oh boy.
And you like carve a large section of his face away. He falls over, his face smoldering, very dead.
Yeah.
And the third one, like, knocks another drow onto his ass, but doesn't kill him.
Good. Still good.
Still good. Still a win. Good.
Is this like the is this like the epic battle at the end?
No.
Okay, it's the drow's turn.
Scouts.
Keep doing this shit.
All three of them like lift light crossbow, not light crossbows, hand crossbows, and fire them where they think you guys are.
Oh, they're still blind. Sick.
They're still blind.
They're drow. We're powerful humans and a dwarf. A game of
Ali gets hit.
No.
So three crossbow bolts go flying. One, like, Edric, like, maybe they thought you were, I don't know, a mile away from where you are right now, and the bolt completely misses you. Cassius, one, like, by the hairs of your chinny chin chin. And I mean that literally. It goes through your beard.
Whoa.
Missing you, luckily. Yes. And Zilly, like, you, however, get hit by like, one.
Giant man.
You take 3 points of damage.
Just cowering in a corner.
Yep.
And you feel a wave of sleepiness wash over you.
I'd like to wake up, Adam.
Well, we'll find out.
Is that how it works?
You just ask. Just, yeah.
You're able to stay awake.
I'm good.
So tired.
then it is... Oh, who took the hand crossbow, by the way?
I did.
Oh, you can't use it, never mind.
None of us can.
The bolts are poisoned.
We were going to...
Throw the bolts at them.
You could throw a bolt.
Then it is... Cassius.
Yeah, is my earth elemental still
around? Yeah, your earth elemental's like, you know, giving it like a little bit of the shoulder. He's like doing the one and two.
One, two, one, two, uppercut, one, two. Uppercut.
He can attack another one.
Yeah, that's what I'd like.
God damn.
I love this earth elemental.
Rocky.
He moves up to one of them.
Rocky!
Rocky! Bang, bang. He like goes in with like a 1-2.
What a
The drow like takes the first one. You see teeth fly out of his mouth. And then the second one like is like an uppercut sort of thing.
Oh.
The drow's eye like flies out of its socket. The drow collapses dead.
That I can see now, yeah?
Yeah, you can see.
I'd like to run up to the last drow and just punch him in the face.
There's still two more drow.
I'll run up to one. I just want to fight alongside my earth elemental in the same boxing
Back to back,
style.
You know?
Yeah, back to back like... Oh. Can we have like me and my earth elemental have like a dance in the fucking beach like in Rocky 2?
Yeah.
I say. Yes. Yes. Cassius and Rocky living a dream. Fighting back to back.
Exactly. You run in the beach, do a hug. Oh, it'll be great.
You punch...
Oh, no, use bull strength as well. Make it harder.
You can't attack if you use bull strength.
Oh, okay, then I'll just attack. That's fine.
Okay. You punch and your like fist meets solid A-grade, unexposed to sunlight, drow armor.
Uh-oh.
And just like crumples.
Oh!
Okay, Edric.
Ow!
You can see the drow now.
Oh, awesome.
No, you're blind permanently. No. you can see the drow.
Sorry, Edric. You're just unlucky, I guess.
Hunk down! His blood is wearing off. Guys, his blood is wearing off.
We're good. The fight's been over for ages.
Everything's wonderful.
Oh,
isn't it?
No.
Your vision sharpens. You're like, oh, I needed glasses.
We got your vision.
Oh.
It distributed.
Can I go up and attack one?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Just hammer him.
Hammer, I can't. Just, Brr, it's cold in here. Smack.
Bam. Slam bam. Thank you, madam.
Okay, yeah.
please?
You... no, they're too far apart for that.
Aww.
You catch the drow's head, slam it against the wall, and you just, like, paste his head. It just smears up along the wall.
That's so gross.
Oh, so good.
Your hammer comes away with brain matter attached to it. It's, like, slowly dripping off the flathead.
If Osferma could see us now.
Whatever. You guys Mistra. Know what I mean.
This is all for Mistra.
Zilly.
Yes. Who's left?
One drow. One very scared looking drow.
Let me decide how I'm gonna fuck him up.
Club him to death.
Nah. Do we want to keep one of them alive?
No, I've already got one alive.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you got one alive back
right.
At camp.
I like
well,
to
two
use...
alive isn't gonna.
Magic missile.
Magic missile again?
Can I even speak
Give him the old 1, 2, 3 with the magic missile?
I am. 1, 2, and a 3.
Oh, he's like, what? He's like, rock monster.
The first magic missile, the first bolt that leaves your hand. Blows the halfling. anyone here seen? I forget which Godfather it is, where Sonny gets fucked up.
Yeah.
Sonny gets fucked up at the
gate.
The gate. The first arcane bolt blows his shoulder away. His arm falls to the ground, and you can see, like, exposed lung and bone and shit. The second one, like, blows his leg away. He falls onto, like, his one arm and one leg. And then as he looks up, the third one, like, drills a hole straight through his head and out his spine.
I'd like to look real stone-faced and then say, for me, stroke. Thanks for ruining that.
I'm so sorry. I was like, no, a sneeze.
I was like, it was this beautiful, epic moment.
Come back over.
Emotional and everything. And, just, and this fucking moron in the background is like, I got the sniffles.
Pull it in my beard. Pull it in my beard. I tried to hold it as long as I could. I was like,
so we have a cursory look at these dead drow to see if they got any information before we head on back.
I high five my rock monster before he jogs along.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm like, well done, gang. Zilly, good work.
Thank you.
Give you a good.
I did do good.
Good, like, pat in the back. Like, yeah,
I'd like to do
done.
That little bit where you're like, fell forward a little bit, but I'm okay.
But you're okay, and you're like, hey.
I like to think I didn't see that. It's like, just well done, pat, and as I walk on.
First time we've ever really worked as a team.
Even though we blinded ourselves, still we came out on top.
We got a couple
but
of
at least we knew what was going on.
Yeah.
You weren't paralyzed this time.
Plus you knew, you're like, I'm blind, okay, hunker down.
Daniel wasn't there ruining everything for us. So that's good.
Christ. Okay. Wait.
So Adam's worried.
No, never mind. You find 2,300 silver pieces on their corpses.
Can you please put that in... What, how much was it?
2,300 silver pieces.
2,300.
Are we doing party fund again?
As much I picked them all to? Up.
Oh, Zilly, is that the case?
What, so I guess we're having a party fund again.
I have written it down. Don't fuck with me, guys.
Yeah. Fine, good. Ah, hooray.
We'll sort it out when we get back to town. / I'll keep them all.
Are you like secretly getting a fund to buy a ship out of here?
To get to fucking Azamaril.
We're going to get to Azamaril, and it's going to be equally as sad. That's what's going to happen. We're going to get there, and we're going to have island problems. I mean, forest problems. Jungle problems? Jungle problems.
I just realized, I was like, why don't I have all the stuff written from before in the unicorn fight? I'm like, I wrote in the back of my sheet.
You silly doofus.
On one of them, you like, from like the one you blasted apart, Zilly. You find, like, a very blood-stained emerald.
Ooh.
I'll take it.
On another one, you find a, like, a very like, cloudy-looking azurite.
Oh, man, we find a lot of gems on these fucking guys.
Hang on, wait. Yeah, and
you taking the emeralds, Zilly?
You taking everything, Zilly, it seems like?
Hey, I heard this.
You find an amethyst as well. So, with your careful dwarven eye, Cassius, you can tell that the azurite is worth maybe 10 gold to sell.
Okay. All right.
The amethyst is worth 100 gold, and the emerald is worth maybe 1,000 gold.
Whew. I share this information.
I should have written all this down.
I'm like Zilly.
Yep.
As we stand there in the cave surrounded by the corpses of the drow.
Yes.
That's enough to buy you a ticket out of here. Yep.
Ticket anywhere.
A ticket... literally anywhere.
Okay.
When this is done,
we are out of here.
You also find several sets of manacles with arcane symbols written on them.
Yeah, let's take
a note in. What languages does it actually?
I know
written
all
down.
The languages.
Nordic,
Common.
You know
Draconic,
a handful
Elven.
Of languages.
I know. Where are my languages?
I know Elven and Goblin.
Common, Dwarven, Nordic.
Oh, rad.
Common.
I'm going to say no one here knows the language.
What?
Damn it.
It's some Do I have a spell that lets me read
we'll
other languages?
We'll
there's like, oh, yeah, there's also a map attached to it. The map is super complicated to read, though. You realize immediately it's a map of the Underdark.
Oh, God, yeah.
The Underdark maps are like 3D because tunnels can exist on top of each other. Ooh. And you've never had to deal with a 3D map before.
All right.
I'm trying to see if
it's like some sort of Escher fucking sketch.
So you've written down how much those gems were worth. Allie. No.
Zilly has. Ali has not.
100, 10, 1,000.
Wait, so you're just saying that your character wrote it down, but you didn't? That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah. I wrote emeralds.
One person writes down equipment. Otherwise, item duplication glitches.
I did it. And I wrote emerald, cloudy gem, amethyst.
Good.
I forgot what he said.
Basically 10, 100, 1,000, I think it was?
Yep, 10, 100, 1,000. If I use Owl's wisdom. If I use Owl's wisdom, will that help me comprehend the map better?
No.
Okay.
It's another language. You'd need a spell called maybe Comprehend Languages.
I thought I had that, but maybe I don't.
I think that's a cleric spell. I don't think you get that.
I can't believe that's actually a spell.
Also, I think it's a warlock one from memory.
Mm. Comprehend so languages gives you written, and then tongues gives you verbal.
Yeah, I'm going to grab the manacles and the note and the map. And let's say
if we
chuff on back to the...
Yeah, he'll be able to help
prisoner.
Us out.
Well, no, you don't think it's...
Oh, you also find... Sorry, I should have said this. You find... Mm-hmm. How many were there? Six. You find six hand crossbows, the bolts to match.
We'll take more.
And six short swords. Oh, six short swords and six sets of drowcraft leather armor. If you want to write those down. In sunlight, though, you can just... Looking at them, you can just tell that they're drowcraft.
Can any of us even wear them?
Leather armor you can wear, but you know if you expose it from the last one, if you expose it to sunlight, it'll just disappear.
Well,
it's kind of worthless to you, to be honest.
Maybe we'll just leave it.
We go to the Underdark, maybe you can use it, but at this point, fucking leave it.
Yeah, chuck it at the front.
But maybe stash it somewhere in case you need to come back later.
Yeah.
If we go back to the drow that we have tied up, though, or trapped, we could maybe get him to decipher the note for us.
That's true.
Assuming he speaks common, we don't fucking
assuming
know.
He's still alive.
Assuming he's still alive.
Assuming Bertram has... Given or him the assuming old he hasn't stab in the neck.
Killed Bertram as well.
Probably has.
Let's go check it out.
Let's go back.
You head back to town?
Mm-hmm.
You go back first off, I guess. It's on the way anyway, to that rock outcrop area. No one's there.
Mm-hmm.
You go back to town.
I worry.
There's like, as you're approaching town, you can see like big smoke column, a lot bigger than the bonfire usually makes.
Oh, this is
and
bad.
You can hear like a lot of shouting. You get in, they're having a raucous party. The bonfire has been made super large, and they look like they're burning the drow on the fire.
Is
the
clearly
drow
dead.
You get a closer look.
Oh no, please don't let it be alive, that's almost worse.
No, I want it to be alive.
Okay, you get a closer look, and you're like, oh thank god, it's an effigy.
My heart. Can I see Bertram in the...
Because I was ready.
I don't want to have to be like, I'm going to have to rescue a drow.
You know what I was saying?
You can't see Bertram.
I'm going to have to put out their fire with my water spell.
Yeah. No, I would have just shot him in the head.
No,
okay.
We need him.
You can't see Bertram, but you can see some of the other like guards. They're all getting pretty raucously drunk.
I'm going to head up to one.
Whip.
You know where they're keeping the filthy fucking drow scum we got?
He points to just one of the four buildings that are still around.
Champion.
Let's go.
You go in there.
Way, lads.
There's like sort of a smallish crowd that have been there's like surrounding this building. Unlike the other sort of revelers, these people are not celebrating or cheering. All of them look pretty somber and have like very stern, serious expressions. You part your way to get through them. You get into the building, and as you're getting in, you can hear like just wet.
Oh no. Oh no.
You get in. They have the drow tied to a chair, and they're just... Bertram, specifically, is just laying into
it. We'd like to stop him, please. Grab him.
Charm person.
No.
You come in, and Bertram just stops.
Okay.
The drow's face is like a broken, bloodied mess.
I'd like
his,
to ask
like,
him
one
what
of his
the fuck
cheeks is nearly concave.
Good.
His, like, eye is big, and one of his eyes is super big and puffy, and the other one looks like it's completely dislodged. His nose is just nearly flattened,
like
broken, and he has three teeth
like
left, maybe.
I tell Bertram the
what
others
the
are...
What the fuck are you doing?
What? No.
Bertram's hands are, like, super fucking
bruised and
bloodied.
I thought we were angry. Never mind.
Bloodied.
I'll continue.
Bertram, unless you're angry, Zilly.
No,
whatever,
really.
If you want to be. Bertram, the other... Those other drow are dead.
Good.
You're good.
This one doesn't speak any language I understand.
We'll produce...
Well, we can talk to him, though. We
maybe.
Understand
like,
album.
The note... So I can look at Bertram. Can you read this?
Bertram shakes his head. He speaks Nordic and he doesn't read or write anything.
Yeah. Can you just give me a moment with this piece of shit? I point to the drow.
You help. You basically captured him. I'll give you a moment alone.
It's like, oh, you don't have to leave. I just need to.
Okay. Well, Bertram stands by the door and closes
anything
it.
We're saying it's fine. Yeah.
He just like leans up against the door.
I don't know, Elvin. I'll let you guys handle it.
I speak Elvish to the drow. Can you understand Elvish?
The elf like tries to look at you with seriously unfocused eyes and just slowly nods his head. His like cheeks or like his like jaw looks like it might be dislocated.
Good.
You're not sure if he's going to be able to talk.
Cassius, heal him.
All right, I'll go up and I'll
use the wand.
Waste a charge.
Yep.
And the drow, like, his face completely, well, not completely, actually.
Reset?
His face, like, sort of resets. Like, maybe he can talk now. His tongue looks super swollen still, though. But,
again?
You know, he looks like he... You want to try again?
No. Can you speak?
The drow, like, clears his throat, spits, like, a massive loogie of blood.
Gross.
And says in Elven, yeah.
Good.
All right. This is only temporary, you cave-dwelling fuckboy.
This is gonna go so dark so quick.
I want to give you, like, a quizzical look. Like, I don't speak Elvish.
Just, I'd like to be, like, super obvious. Like, he just asked if he could understand. And then the other guy said yes and spat. It was really gross.
You're probably translating for Bertram at the door as well.
Okay.
I saw the spit.
Does that mean it? Mm. Okay.
How many of us have you killed?
I like that this has to be a roll. That's exciting. To remember, I guess.
None, he says. This is my first raid. That's a lie.
How many of us have you killed?
I just told you.
Warhammer, that cold thing, if I place it on his face and activate the cold, what happens?
Good question. It should do damage, yeah.
Bad stuff. Bad stuff will happen.
It'll hurt him. You won't do the damage of the actual weapon, but you'll just do the cold damage.
All right, so I kind of put the Warhammer on his face. And
on his face?
Activate the...
What are you doing?
Burr, it's cold in here.
No, what are you... No, stop it. What are you doing?
He screams.
No, oh, for God's sake.
I guess you don't... Yeah, it's not... It's cold, so it's not, like, sizzling flesh, but... Like, you don't smell burning flesh, but when when you take it away, his, like, any flesh that you exposed it to is just, like, frosted over. Yeah, like frostbite, just, like, frosted
kind of
over.
Pink, like it's cold burn, basically.
Yeah, like a cold burn.
I'm going to turn to Zilly and kind of be like, Zilly, maybe you should...
Zilly, leave.
Yeah.
You disgust me. And then I, like, walk out the door in a huff. Thank you.
Bertram opens the door for you and then closes
it. Polite. That's the last nice thing I've seen all day.
I like that I have no idea that
it'll be the last nice thing you see for a while.
I still don't know. I'm just kind of like standing there like protection a little awkwardly.
I tell you that he's lying.
Okay.
How many of us have you killed?
Told ya. He says, none.
Do I have a wild shape left?
I can't remember.
I think I've used it.
Yeah, you've used it.
That's a shame.
It
would be a perfect time to become an ape.
So,
what's your name,
am I
soldier?
Free to go?
What's your name, soldier?
I don't know. What's your name?
Tell him my name. Edric Gveldason.
That's a pretty shit name, isn't it?
Rude. Oh, I'm not there.
What's your name, soldier?
He doesn't respond, really, other than that.
You do know you're not getting out of this alive.
I, got to see the town on the way in. I don't think you're getting out of this alive either.
Oh my god. I'm not there, but I'm so scared.
I can make this quick for you, or we can draw this out. I can make this quick for you, or I can give you to the townsfolk.
He leans back, and in the, like, the torchlight of this room, you can see the sheen off all the blood on his face and, like, on his clothes and stuff like that, and you can see the sheen off the burn mark you made on him. He leans back and, like, sort of exposes himself a little bit, and he says, well, let's get started then.
This got dark so, so quickly.
Where's hey, they're drow,
spell?
Mate.
Where's my disease spell?
They prefer drow rather than dark.
I'm out of the room, so it's fine.
I'm sure I have a disease spell. I want to give him a disease.
Contagion, it's called.
Contagion?
You might not have it. I'm not sure what level it is.
Oh. Infect subject with chosen disease. Adam, what's a very apparent disease?
I'm relaying this information back to Cassius of what's this. At the same time, like, did you burn down the orphanage?
Let's find out what diseases I can give him real quick.
All right.
Cancer. It's not cancer. It's not bad now, but in like 4 years, 5 years, you are going to be like, where did this cancer come from? I don't know.
You can give him blinding sickness, cackle fever, filth fever, mind fire, red ache, shakes, or slimy doom.
What? Slimy doom?
Let me have a look at them.
Or for slimy doom.
Slimy doom!
These sound great!
I'm going to give him the mind fire. That sounds like it would fuck his day. Although maybe fuck him up too.
From memory, I'm pretty sure mind fire will make him useless to you in an interrogation.
Slimy doom.
Slimy doom.
Slimy doom.
Taste the slimy doom.
Oh, it's so gloomy.
Ew, it's grody. Fine, I'll tell you everything. This is gross.
I hate it. This is slightly uncomfortable. I'll tell you everything.
Slightly uncomfortable, dude.
Okay, so blinding sickness.
Makes him blind, I assume?
Yeah, it makes him blind. It also... Wait, does it make him blind?
If blinding sickness doesn't make him blind.
Oh, no,
I don't know what the hell that means.
Okay, so he takes strength damage, and if he... He takes strength damage, and he needs to make another save, otherwise he becomes permanently blinded. Cackle fever lowers wisdom.
No, I don't want that.
What other ones have you got? Filth fever lowers dexterity and constitution.
Oh, okay.
What's filth fever? Filth fever is spread by rats. Mm. Oh, just going back to cackle fever. Sorry. Symptoms include high fever, disorientation, and frequent bouts of hideous laughter, also known as the shreaks.
I'm liking the blinding one at the moment.
Yeah, spread by rats. It's basically just the plague, to be honest. Mind fire.
No, I feel like maybe not mind fire.
Feels like your brain is burning, causes stupor. So it basically like...
Knocks him out.
Makes him comatose a little. Red ache. Skin turns red, bloated, and warm to the touch.
Hey.
All right.
The shakes causes involuntary twitches, tremors, and fits. And slimy doom.
Yes.
Victim turns into infectious goo from the inside out. Can cause permanent ability damage.
Yes.
Hang on. How many spells do I have? I got 2/3 level spells. Nah, I'm doing it. Infectious? Is it only infectious if the goo gets on us, Adam?
Yeah.
But it's slow, right?
Slow thing.
All right. I'd like to walk up to him, Adam.
Just letting you know as well. Like,
yeah.
You can do this to him, but depending on the disease, it'll take days for it to work on him.
Oh, okay. So the goo one will take days?
It's not a straight-off thing.
Is it the red infect him with it?
The way diseases work is you infect someone with the disease, and then they have an incubation period. And at the end of the incubation period, then it hits them.
Okay,
incubation periods at a minimum are like a day.
All of the diseases work like this?
Only some.
Some
are only like a day. Like Slimy Doom, for example, which I know you were considering, only takes a day. So
because I have cure disease, I was thinking how good to go up to him, grab him by the neck, infect him, be like, you've been infected with the slimy doom. Over the next day, your organs are going to putrefy. Tell us your name.
To be honest, though, you're not sure if this drow is going to last.
Yeah, probably a day isn't worth
it. The people here, like you remember the faces of the people you saw on your way in. You don't know if the drow is going to last days for this.
Okay.
I'm glad we went through all of that, and then I'm like, yeah, bad idea.
We went through it all, and it was
like, happens quick.
Ultimately, not worth it. Okay. I'm just trying to see if I can blind him,
There is a spell called blindness, but I think it's a cleric.
But if I could just channel you, Cassius.
Yeah.
Kick him in the dick.
Yeah, all right.
Pinch him in the dick.
But I'm going to wait for you to ask him if he burned down the orphanage. If he did, I'm kicking him in the dick.
So, first, hang on. Are you a soldier or a commander?
It's like fairy, actually. pixie.
A drow?
To be.
Who is this drow? Does he get to tell us before Cassius kicks him in the dick? Find out next time on Hus Firma Pride, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt. Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.